all the sarcasm. Folks, we're in a lot of trouble. I don't have to tell most of you that. And I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, hardcore classical tyranny is running wild. And I can't believe how bad it is. I mean, I'm not even looking for this stuff. And it's staring me in the eye everywhere. And I know they're putting stuff in the vaccines to give us brain damage and cancer. And it pisses me off, man. I want to bring these people to justice. But somehow we've got to get other people to have a hunger to bring these criminals to justice. Somehow we got to reach out to the public. And I know we're trying, and I know our numbers are growing, but oh, let's just go to your phone calls, and I'm going to cover the flu and everything else. Let's go ahead and talk to, who's up next here? Janet in Michigan, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi there, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Well, this is my opinion. With all the shit that I've seen.
Man, we're going to have to let you go, okay? This is a syndicated radio show. All right. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Rachel in Oregon. Rachel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Pretty good.
I'm calling because I was in traffic the other day in downtown Portland, and I saw a vehicle that had police written on it in big letters, but above it, and it just passed us in the intersection. It said federal, and then after it was one word, and then below it another. So I think it said a federal.
No, they do have federal and what they call national police that are federal showing up everywhere. I see them all the time here in Austin. And, I mean, think about Obama saying, I want year-round school. States won't get their money unless they have 12 months of school. How did the federal government – these are not independent school districts. They're little local whorehouse groups that get federal money that came from the states to begin with to follow their orders. And it's disgusting.
Now are these new, or are they just something I haven't noticed before?
We first started seeing federal police back in the early 1990s. But no, under Homeland Security, they're federalizing everything. Every major department's already been completely federalized. And they're even putting army liaisons in. And they're putting them into these threat fusion centers normally run by the Pentagon. And they every month show the cops a new feature. Oh, today we're going to show you how to track everybody in real time. And the cops are just happy to be there. They're honored members of the department. And the FEMA gets up and says, under an emergency system, we're looking for terrorists or criminals. You just put in their Social Security number and all known cell phones registered under their name under the Telecommunications Act come up live. So they put in Alex Jones' Social Security number and bloop, there he is right there on this street in South Austin. And, you know, they just keep introducing the new slave grid. Oh, now here's a license plate reading system. And then they tell them, if anybody does anything, go ahead and put them in a database. Put as many Americans as you can in the database. And they just turned them all into little federal secret police.
And we thought Portland was going to be pretty difficult to get to pass the flu because there's a lot of people here who would probably oppose it, but it's getting stranger and stranger out here.
It is. God bless you. Good to hear from you. It is getting insane. It doesn't matter if your town's liberal, your town's conservative. They just come in. Look, most mayors and county commissioners are social climbers, and they get taken to the state house, they get taken to federal meetings, they get flown to meetings, and they're told, you move up the power structure if you implement this. And the same global system is being implemented worldwide. They're making neighbor kids visiting your kids at your house illegal worldwide. They're making being normal illegal. They're making just living your life illegal. They're doing it everywhere.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Right here in Austin, Texas, they're announcing that you'll be thrown out of school and then be arrested if you don't take the regular flu shot and then the H1N1. So really what's happening here is we are seeing a precedent being set where school children, healthcare workers, you name it, have to take the flu shot. We're seeing that added to the list of 60-plus vaccines they claim are mandatory. Now, remember, Governor Rick Perry claimed that the Gardasil shot was mandatory. Now, that was a lie. He just put it on the list of health department, state health department, listed mandatory under policy. Then public schools lied and would kick you out for truancy, saying you'd violated policy if you hadn't taken it, never telling you there was a waiver they were supposed to give you for the policy under state law. So even if you're for these shots, it's all fraud driven. So it says, should healthcare workers be required to get flu shot? And all over the nation, they are. All over the nation, they're suing. Before I get to the flu news, I wanted to show you this. CCTV website recruits video vigilantes. Governments in the U.S. and England are paying people to spy. They call it volunteer, though, but then they pay you. To spy on the surveillance cameras and report to police. They want you to be involved in it. Here's the New York Times. They say license plate scanning readers are spreading all over the city now. See, the whole country's already got these. They're just announcing them to you now. I wanted to show that to you. Now, getting back into flu. Here is just the regular influenza virus vaccine, one of the big five brands, and it says contains thimerosal, a mercury derivative, as a preservative. And if you calculate the 25 mcgs, that is roughly five times what it had previously. So they're on the news saying it's not in there. It's in all five brands. And there's even more in the regular one, and there's even more of the adjuvant squalene in there. So this much squalene killed large percentages of the troops that were forced to take it with the anthrax and smallpox. They don't care. They're doing it here. Now, I wanted to get to this. This is from The Nation magazine. Human vaccine test put off again. They are not doing an H1N1 test. This is an unapproved, but under level 6 UN emergency, they are going to market today with the first 200,000. First, they said they didn't have 200 million shots. They announced today, the feds did, that they have 200 million ready. 200 million, or two-thirds of the 300 million population in this country, with another 100 million being made. They're acting like police are guarding it when it's delivered. Everyone wants it. There's long lines. Yeah, hypochondriac idiots who want to get it. They're hyping up of 100 women who had the H1N1 who went to the hospital, of the sickest who already went. 23 died, or one-fifth. They don't tell you when you read deeper that they all had pre-existing conditions, or that it's killing much less than the regular flu. But here's what's scary. They haven't tested it, but they're rolling out with the first 10 million dosages starting today with a live virus. And I saw this on Fox this morning. I mean, I already knew this, but to see them admit, oh, yes, it's live, and it may give some people the flu, but that's okay. And so they spray it in their nasal passage. The virus grows in the sinus, and then they sneeze it on you. And so the hospitals will now, and the police departments will now become giant incubation centers. And it's a religion to these cops to do what they're told. So they're going to go, oh, I love it. I love the government. And let me tell you, you guys doing this are out of your minds. And some of you will undoubtedly have adverse reactions or die. By the way, don't believe me on that front? Here is the Mayo Clinic, one of the most respected virology centers in the country. Influenza virus vaccine live. I'm reading from the headline, nasal route. Not the intramuscular or the ecodermis or the different ways they deliver it, under the skin or into the muscle. No, this is the nasal route in the snout. Influenza virus vaccine live nasal route. And this is a live H1N1. And this is the all five of these companies patented and cloned this exact DNA sequence, RNA sequence, excuse me, in 2007 and got patents. And that's why they said, oh, we'll have this in a few months, not 6 months to a year like normal, because we already had it. Then they admit in last year's vaccine program, they had virus simulants. And then you go look at what that means, or virus track. It means live virus. They put this crap out in the other hemisphere. That's where this all came from. That's why top virologists have said, yeah, we've looked at this under electron microscopes. This was clearly made in the lab. Now, do they know something we don't know? Is this going to mutate now? Because they said that if the nasal was live, it would be mega deadly, because that's where it's guaranteed in millions of people to mutate. And it's probably going to mutate into a bad form, because you'll have hundreds of different mutations. And then the very same bastards will just sit up there and go, we don't know why everybody's starting to die. Take your shots. We told you so. I mean, is that what we're about to see happen? There's no end to you criminals. There's no end to you people. And they go on to list the hundreds of medical conditions and the hundreds of drugs that if you're on them, don't take it. But I'll guarantee you, at your local pediatrician clinic, they're mainly giving this to kids. They don't tell you, it says in here, don't give it to little kids. I'll guarantee you, because they're, look at this. And by the way, Burmese is doing great research. He keeps handing me articles. I want him to give this all to Paul Watson and Kirk to post in our developing flu section. This is where you can go read it for yourself. In deciding to use a vaccine, the risk of taking a vaccine must be weighed against the good it will do. Wait, I thought Reuters said there's no bad any of these can do. It's a conspiracy theory. The CDC secret documents don't say it causes neurological disorders. Of course, they do say that, but I heard Dr. Dina Dell Sunday on the radio saying it's a conspiracy, it will hurt no one, it's impossible, it will only help you. Total lie. I mean, here's the Mayo Clinic. In deciding to use a vaccine, the risk of taking the vaccine must be weighed against the good it will do. By the way, that's on the flu inserts. The flu inserts admit this can sterilize you. This has been associated with infertility. This has been associated with cancer. Yeah, you start shooting. So you're meant to get a tiny bit of flu and then get immunity to it. Maybe a few viruses go into your nose. They say it might take 45, 50 viruses in one droplet of water to then replicate and for you to catch it. But instead, when they put millions of live viruses up your nose instead of 25 or 50 on average, your body doesn't know what to do and it has a storm of autoimmune response. And that's just one problem. And you do that over and over again, your body just gives up after a while and you get cancer. Because your body just gives up. You burn out your autoimmune system. It's like post-traumatic stress disorder where you put troops in frontline battle for 2, 3, 4 tours. Their adrenal glands are fried. Their brain is fried. They're basket cases. They're only happy when they're in a bar fight or killing somebody. Because that's the only time they feel alive. Executives and business people and performers have their own form of post-traumatic stress. They're low energy when they're not on the stage. I've experienced this. You go do 4 hours of high-intensity radio, you get tired. It's hundreds of times worse when you're in combat, I've been told. The intensity of it, or being a cop who sees a lot of really, you know, bad stuff. That's why it screws them up. It's the same thing with, that's your brain. Imagine your endocrine system being pumped full of all these shots that jack it up, jack it up, jack it up, jack it up, jack it up. You're meant to get 25 to 50 viruses in you and get an autoimmunity to those. You're attacked by a few troops, not a million. That's why autoimmune diseases, cancer, brain damage, and we have scientist after scientist, top scientist, like Dr. Blaylock. This guy invented a whole bunch of famous brain surgeries. His term, excitotoxicity, is now in major medical literature and been proven. He wrote about it 25 years ago. He coined dozens and dozens of terms. He will break. They all know. All the brain scientists know what's going on. MSG, hardcore drug. Aspartame, hardcore drug. Do you know what aspartame is? It's a genetic engineer product. The Army wanted to feed toxic waste to bacteria and have bacteria be able to eat it in an oil spill test. Then they found a chemical weapon. Then they decided to put it in your drinks. Then in 9,000 foods. It's called aspartame. It is the defecation of a specially engineered type of bacteria, an E. coli. Don't believe me? Go pull it up for yourself. Manufacturing process of that, of aspartame. You can read it for yourself. You'll be on university websites. They feed you bacteria feces. You eat it with pleasure. They inject you with mercury. You worship your brain-damaged children. Everyone, like, makes it a little ninny fest. Oh, look at their brain damage. Ha ha, more shots, more shots. It's all just sick fun and just, it's all just sickening and sickening. Everybody dying of AIDS and cancer and just sickening and getting into it and going to banquets together and whining about it and never finding out what's doing it. And then it just goes on as they pump live virus in. They list hundreds of drugs and hundreds of, just page after page. If you've got this illness, if you've got that illness, if you're allergic to eggs, if you're allergic to bee stings, I told you, because if you're already allergic to stuff, if you can't take a little bee putting maybe 1/1000th of a toxic chemical into you that what a shot does, you sure can't take a shot. Grown on a bunch of rotten dead babies or rotten dead monkey guts or caterpillar eggs. Of course the vaccines are causing all the allergies.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I'm going to be honest with listeners. I got so focused on this Harden thing that I dropped the ball on the flu. It's shaping up to be more outrageous and worse than I had originally thought. And we're going to be covering this with a lot of informative guests this week and next week. Go ahead and bring it into me, Burmese. I couldn't find my article about them kicking people out of school here in Austin if they don't take the shot. Yeah, Austin, immunization requirements. Yeah, this is AISD saying you must take all the flu shots or you can't go to school, and they're never telling you there's a waiver. Just absolute criminals. I want the actual news articles that talk about it too, though. So thank you. It's here somewhere in my stack. But let me go over this right now. Look at this article out of Eyewitness 12 CBS News. This is out of Kansas. Volunteers should be prepared to sign a confidentiality agreement and stand for long periods. So they're saying that they're about to start giving people the H1N1. They don't tell you that they already stuck it in the new regular seasonal flu. It says it on the insert. They're already trying to spread it that way. Or that the 10 million dosages of the nasal spray is a live virus that will spread it. But they're so confident in this not hurting you that they make you sign a confidentiality agreement waiving liability and that you won't talk about it. Obviously, they're not confident. Now, let me finish up with the Mayo Clinic. This is the Mayo Clinic influenza virus vaccine live nasal route. This is the one 10 million people start taking today that is live and breeds in the sinus, and then they sneeze it all over you and your family. And it's going to mutate, guaranteed, and kill a bunch more people. And they love it because they know the stupid public doesn't understand virology. I'm getting so sick of the government and so sick of the filth and so sick of the son of a bitch White House science czar who writes 1,100-page books about how he wants to kill us with crap in the vaccines. Eco-science. I mean, can't you listen to the psychos when they tell you what they're doing to you? Is there nothing you won't believe out there? Now, this is the Mayo Clinic. You'll never see this on the news. This is what's with the vaccine inserts. It says it's got mercury in it. It says it's got other stuff. It says that it also is connected to Guillain-Barré. In fact, I just had a highlighted copy I was running around with in the office. And it goes through all the things it does. Other interactions. Other medical problems. Allergic reaction to anybody who has allergies. It can make your brain swell up and kill you deader than a hammer. The presence of other medical problems may affect the use of this vaccine. Make sure you tell your doctor if you have any of the following medical problems. Allergic reaction of a history to eggs or egg products, gentamicin or gelatin or any amino acid should not use these conditions. Asthma, severe wheezing. Everybody knows that's why everybody's getting the breathing problems. It causes an autoimmune response in the bronchia. Where's the Guillain-Barré's part in here? Just had it highlighted. Ask Burmese to highlight that part for me because I saw his highlighted copy. Thank you. So all of that is going on. And then they admit it's not even tested. And then they make you sign a form that you won't sue and that you waive liability if you take it. While meanwhile saying, oh, it's a conspiracy theory if you think this can hurt anybody. And trying to make school kids take it. And it goes on and on and on. Meanwhile, on the economic front, U.S. economic decline forges new world order. Hip, hip, hooray. We're going to be going over that coming up. And they now list here that you must attend, you must be have all your vaccinations to attend schools. And they color of law cite chapter 381001, never telling you it says there's a waiver to the policy. And they say every child must be given the vaccines, including both flu shots. Total lies. But that's how they roll. That's how they operate. And there are lawsuits being filed by military people and by nursing associations saying they don't want to take the shots. They're medical workers. In a free society, you don't have to take it. But then the establishment says, well, if you haven't taken it, you could spread it to other people. Wait, if all the morons have had the shot and it supposedly protects them, why would we be then bad? No, no. It's our bodies, our lives, the history of human experimentation, the history of the government killing people through different medical tests and experiments, the history of Bayer and what they put in vaccines and all the deaths from vaccines. No! If you were completely trustworthy, we shouldn't be made to take it. But you're a pack of murdering scum. But the public just can't believe it's happening to them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We're going to go to Jeremy, Shelley, Patty, and Ken before the show ends. I found it here on page 5 of the Mayo Clinic. And it says that the may cause asthma, severe wheezing, may make conditions worse if you take the flu vaccine. Also, Guillain-Barré syndrome, history of, may cause the symptoms of this condition to return. It'll make immune deficiency worse, cancer worse, human immunodeficiency, HIV worse, leukemia, lymphoma. Hey, you like all these things? I mean, vaccines, folks, if you just read the inserts, but see, they think you're idiots. They have little vaccine guys in white lab coats up on TV go, it's wonderful. No one's ever been hurt by a vaccine. Lying. And then here it is, Dallas Morning News. Districts get tough on immunizations. We'll turn away some. Then I saw an article in the Statesman going, kids are submitting, 90-plus percent have taken their shots. You will be arrested if you don't. Total lies. You'll be arrested for truancy because they will falsely kick you out of the government camp. Here's another one. H1N1 flu vaccinations could be here by end of the week. Austin Daily Herald. They're making the regular flu shot mandatory, but it's not mandatory. By the way, somewhere in my stack, I'm going to try to dig it out. I covered it yesterday some. They have mainstream British news with one of the inventors of the vaccine saying It doesn't protect you from cervical cancer, and it can actually kill you, and you shouldn't take it. Morally coming out against it. You'll never hear that on our news. They'll just have liars like Dr. Dina Dell will get up and tell you it's wonderful and good for you. I want to get into some financial news, then back into your calls, and more on the economic stimulus package. They're admitting, the White House had their pundits on CNN and MSNBC I was watching this morning going, well, we know it's unpopular to call it stimulus too because we've already taken trillions, but $400 billion's been paid back. No, they give trillions to the banks. They then loan the money back to the U.S. at interest. I mean, that's how the scam works. And then in some cases, they pay the money back. It's in the tens of trillions, not $700 billion. I've had a congressman on tape asking Bernanke, so you've loaned out the $700 billion over 30 times. And Bernanke's like, yes, but none of your business where it goes. They call that $700 billion, the way it was written, is a revolving credit line. So they just keep stealing it. And then they, through the banking, leverage it 10 times. And then leverage it again and leverage it again and leverage it again. Just like when the government launders $30,000 for a kilo of cocaine. They then leverage it at least 10 times out. You understand how banking works, folks? It's just diabolical. And then you've got them all over the news bragging, oh, the New World Order's here. Oh, it's so wonderful. You know, here's Agency French Press, U.S. economic decline forges new world order. Oh, the carbon footprint of the U.S. is lowering as they go into depression. Oh, the new economy means you don't have a job. Oh, but we have a great economy. It's a jobless economy. I couldn't believe it 2 years ago when they said they were going to kill the dollar and set up a new SDR. You'll still have a dollar. It just won't be the world reserve currency. That means it's dead. You'll have regional currencies that are all randomly set every morning by the central banks to whatever with the insider trading gives them the biggest profits. The private banks that engineered the Ponzi scheme are now bankrupting the planet with an even bigger Ponzi scheme and giving themselves godlike power. But why not? If a convicted 14-time con artist, swindler, mercenary from Serbia can come in and take over a giant prison in southern Montana, and then even after it comes out, the city fathers say, we love him, we love felons, literally to my face. We don't care if he's a criminal, he can run things, and we're going to lock the town up and make money off of it. Why not have foreign offshore banks raping us and setting up carbon taxes? It makes my head spin. I mean, we've got to get angry and say no to all of this. But instead, corrupt government people from Hardin, Montana, to Austin, Texas, to big cities like New York City, to beyond, they're bought and paid for. That's why they're passing laws in Texas and in California and in Michigan saying you can't even have two neighbor kids over for breakfast or to even stand under your doorway in the snow, even if the parents of the neighbors say yes. Waiting for the bus, we're going to take your kids CPS. You can't sell eggs on the street corner. You can't have a garage sale. You can't do anything because you are a prisoner. Folks, America is now becoming a giant prison. They're openly announcing they're going to shut down the old web. They've openly handed over U.S. control to the UN of the Internet. I've got those headlines up. In fact, Google the term, U.S. hands over control of Internet. And it's positive articles. Oh, wonderful. No, it's not wonderful. Now it's a total private corporation doing whatever it wants that was built with our tax money. The serving system, the domain system, not the physical grid. Obama openly announces he's taking over the Internet for your, quote, safety. But now they're openly saying they're beginning the phase out of the dollar. The world is moving out of dollars. They're not buying as much dollars. No wonder gold is up above $1,017. When it dropped down to $990-something, Ted bought a bunch of it, and he can sell it to you $20, $30 in the market under what it is now. Now, a month ago, he was selling it to you at $900 an ounce. You didn't want it then. Now it's over $1,000. Do you want it at $900 and something? I wanted to bring Ted up. Ted, what is it like for you to see open North American Union being announced, to see open world government, to hear openly that they're killing the dollar, to just see all this happening?
Well, it's a saddening thing, especially considering the fact that I have children, and now my step grandchild is going to have to live through this. It makes me just, you know, it gives me such a sickening feeling in my gut. But then I'm watching it right here. I mean, what do we have? We had 200 banks that had failed already this year that are on the books, at least another 100 more before the year is over. We just have a complete collapse of the United States dollar and its value. I mean, right now the dollar's down again. It's at 76.64. I mean, there just is not a lot of bright light on the horizon. And with this economic system that we have to take on more debt in order to bail out our problems. How is that ever going to help us? It just cannot help us.
And, Ted, the entire economy, the numbers came out, as you know, last week. Manufacturing, even light manufacturing, dead. They allow putting a hamburger together to be listed as manufacturing. I mean, I know putting videos in bags and shipping them to people is a manufacturing credit we've got here. Putting hamburgers together is a manufacturing credit. And that's even down. 245,000 people lost their job this month. I mean, more and more and more. And they say, oh, the new recovery means the foreign banks get rich and you're homeless.
Well,
it's...
What you're saying is that the Federal Reserve System is bailing out their friends. They're moving the money into the accounts, and they're moving away as the banks become examined. I mean, it's just ridiculous what they're doing. If you're not part of the good old boy club, your bank gets shut down. Unemployment numbers that the government's reporting now is up to 9.8%, up from 9.6%.
That's right. I had some drunk pro-war guy in Montana tell me that the government had saved the banks and had taken all banks over. No. The big regulators from J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others on record go and shut down healthy banks and insurance companies and feed them into their mouth. The zombie banks are taking over the country.
That's right. And we're getting a bigger and more wide complex. This military industrial complex that you always hear about is becoming bigger and more powerful. Why do you think the President of the United States wants to give the Federal Reserve System more power? It's because he's being directed to do so. And that is going to destroy the value of our dollar. It's going to destroy our economy. It's going to just absolutely siphon
exactly,
out
Ted,
all
liberty. And while the average person is busy loving Obama or hating Obama, he doesn't matter. He's a puppet. He's a nobody.
That's the point, Alex. Obama's not any different than George Bush. I mean, we have more war than we had when he came in. He said he was going to end the wars. I mean, look at all the different things that he promised. The whole thing is a house of cards. These people that are put into the presidential's office are just puppets to this military-industrial complex that I'm referring to. It's not like the person that we have elected as an official to represent us has really any say-so in the first place.
But he serves as a distraction. They can build him up and make a big media spectacle out of it and then destroy him. And I watch CNN. Every report is about Latinos being discriminated against or blacks. Everything is about balkanization and division. And it's so disgusting. Bottom line, folks, you need to get into silver and gold. Ted, briefly, silver's way up, gold's way up today. Tell people where it's at in the market. We'll put the graph up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Versus Ted, when you bought in, so the type of savings in the market that you're factoring in.
Well, you know, I got to say that I really like the Federal Reserve System and the central banks when they beat up the gold prices. And I was able to pop in there at about that high 988 level to 994. And now gold is up again to $1,018.70. So obviously the market is moving in my direction again. You can just see it. It just makes it simple for people like me to be able to buy in every time they start pushing the marketplace down, because you can just count on the fact that it's going to bounce back up again. So right now you're looking at gold about $20 to $25 less than what it's currently trading for at this particular time, which equals rather than 200 and and $36 for a franc right now. I've got them at $233. I have the British sovereigns currently right now at $288. And I've been talking about those walking Liberty halves. Every time that silver takes a dip, I'm able to grab those. They're currently right now at $869. And I also like the $10 Liberty. It's a great coin to be getting into. They're currently at $818.50. And again, Alex, I got to tell you, the market is strong. I have tried to get some Buffalo coins this morning. I thought maybe I could get some of those to put on the show today. And there's just no supply of them out there. They're not making.
Absolutely. Historically, the fall and winter is when gold goes crazy. We're seeing historic, strong times right now for gold and silver. Folks, call Midas Resources today. Don't procrastinate. Don't trust the New World Order. Don't exclusively stay in stocks and bonds and the dollar. Physically hold the gold and silver. Give them the number, Ted.
1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. Please mention that you heard it on the Alex Jones hour. Otherwise, you're going to end up paying more for this stuff just because the prices have gone up.
Yeah, yeah. This special. Ted's a regular capitalist. You know, he buys it very low markup, sells it right above market. He does these specials here exclusively, 800-686-2237. This is a loss leader, so you can get into the market, see what a great deal it is, physically hold it, catch the gold bug. You know, that's what Ted's doing. He's not selling you crack, though, to get you addicted. He's selling you gold and silver to get you addicted. He wants you to try it. And believe me, this is crack that's good for you. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That silver deal, those franc and British sovereigns deals you heard are absolutely fabulous deals. 800-686-2237. A lot of gold and silver analysts have it more than doubling in the next year. I don't know if that's going to happen. The point is, I know they can't completely devalue this. I know it's a hedge against inflation and globalist control. I know the globalists hoard gold and silver while telling us not to own it. Give the Midas Resources brokers a call. It's low sales pitch. They'll just take your order. When you tell them what you want, they'll deliver the order to you. They just want you as a customer. Great folks. Give them a call. 800-686-2237. And, Ted, does this deal go to midnight again?
It goes till midnight tonight. We'll see what happens tomorrow. So,
800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Thanks, Alex.
They've got some other specials at MidasResources.com, though they won't be that good. They're still great deals across the board. That number, if you missed it, 800-686-2237. All right, let's go to Jeremy in Wisconsin. Jeremy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Well, just recently up here in Milwaukee, there's been a lot of police activity in the city, which I kind of wanted to bring to attention. And some of the interesting facts from somebody who had to go to an impact class about how they're going to set up breathalyzer checkpoints in the city, that they've been planning for this.
But, yeah, that's right. But the feds say just to get you used to checkpoints like the airport, they're going to be in malls everywhere. And then if you say no to the Fourth Amendment violation, they're going to grab a needle out and start torturing you with it.
And more interesting, there's the downtown area is where all the restaurants and bars, and it's a pretty happening place where college students or whoever living downtown go. And I've been going down.
You want to hurt these bastards? Never use their prescription drugs. Never use their alcohol. Or if you do, do it at home. Don't look. They're the drug peddlers. And cops and local governments have always run the whores and the drugs, and they only shut down who they don't like. Don't go down there. Boycott it. Say, look, you bastards. Look, you stinking parasites. You go ahead and set up your checkpoints. We're not going down there. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I stopped going down there just because recently some of the favorite places to go, they've had
full. Hey, some of my favorite restaurants are on 6th Street. I don't go down there hardly ever like I used to, even though I don't drink. Rarely do I drink. The point is, I don't even go down there because I don't like their. I don't want to be around the steroid cops. So it can rot, it can fall, but they don't care. They're like, good, we'll just come arrest you for your garage sale, Alex. We want slaves. We've legalized slavery again. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, they're coming right inside all the restaurants and bars, and they also have their full dress.
Sir, uniforms. In Austin, they go in the Radisson Hotel where a guy had three Miller Lights watching the football game. A commuter businessman, and they arrested him when he ordered the third Miller Lite in an hour. I know, they're just, it's total Soviet Union.
It is, it is. Because everyone likes to go for the Packer games, you know, and meet up together and go somewhere, you know, go to the stadium or Miller Park and and go there, but they've been coming into every single place in the city, and I'm trying to warn people that, and I'm trying to get them a little more informed and going to listen to other media outlets such as yours. But hopefully this, you know, spreading this news around is going to help.
Are you kidding? You better stop the checkpoints. There are next. The feds are paying them. Just like they couldn't execute that guy in 2 hours because it wasn't a doctor, because doctors won't kill people because Hippocratic Oath, at that execution you heard about. The cops, it's admitted, because they've been doing it for 14 years in Arizona, they just start jamming needles in your arms. It's like it's fun for them. And well, sorry.
Just saying, well, the information I got came right from a police officer who teaches the alcohol assessment classes, that someone had told me that they have to go see twice a week. So I imagine that they're actually going to be implementing this pretty soon here.
The problem is, if you don't drink or do anything, they still make other stuff illegal. That's why they're making homeschooling illegal, taking care of your neighbor's kids illegal, growing a garden illegal, because they're like, God, we want to arrest these slaves. Man, we want to beat them over the head. How do we do it? We've got to get more money. See, the big banks set up this system, and the locals suck the money out of you, so they hire thugs to carry it out.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Hey, look what a listener sent us. Freedom is total government. Freedom is no freedom. That's what Uncle Sam says. Look at these. It says, in government we trust, slavery, 2010, with Obama with a Che Guevara hat on. You got to love that. And there's another one that says, caution, new world order ahead. Potential hazards include military draft, World War III, forced vaccinations. This sign's been out for years. Now notice it's all happening. prison industrial complex, elite controlled depopulation. Smart little ideas folks have for getting the word out. There's my little... I'm glad this is only gold plated, though, to show how phony it is. It would be too honorable to make an actual coin of Obama. North American Union, $1. Now, it is corporate communism where the profits are given to them and we pay for it all. Let's jam in Shelley in Texas and a few others. Shelley, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you. I could sit up here for hours with you, but I've got a couple of questions if you can please answer.
Sure, I'll try.
The last thing I heard you say in regards to the troops that have been deployed to patrol the states, the streets of the U.S. was 379,000. Where are they moving to? I'm in Houston, so I'm looking at like how soon can I expect them here? And my second question is, my son is 4, and I wish I would have held off and kept him out of school, but I enrolled him in pre-K, and his teacher even told me that they're supposed to call the public officials, but what can I actually do as far as taking him out of school and making sure that he doesn't get the vaccine?
Well, no, you just say to the health department or to the school nurse, just matter of factly, they'll lie because they get money if they get everybody to be vaccinated, like 97% is the number, target number to get the federal funds. Say, oh, yeah, I need that vaccine exemption form. And they'll try to say, well, why are you exempt? As if you're dumb. See, government's all about lying and deceiving, and then they've got info you don't have. You need to just say, listen, it's a civil rights violation for you to not give me that waiver form. I don't even need the waiver. It's a waiver for a policy. And once you have the waiver form, you're fine. You send it into the health department. Now, they do list you, like Jews had to wear yellow stars. They do put you in a database. But that's how they'll leave you alone at the school. But the criminals will, in every case we've seen, try to not give it to you, proving they're criminals. But as for troops, all we know is the Pentagon has deployed 40,000 troops in the U.S. for Brigade Homeland. First it was 4,000, then it was 20, now it's 40. A few months ago, it was in AP and the Progressive. It's in the new film, Fall of the Republic, that they went to the Pentagon. The Pentagon went to Congress and requested, this is in congressional testimony, the funding for 379,000 troops that they want to deploy over the next year inside the United States to, quote, combat gun owners, veterans, libertarians. They list. They said threats to the homeland, and then we have the DHS report that lists those. So, yes, it's really happening.
Right.
But first it'll be, oh, we're just out helping at car wrecks. Oh, we're helping at the sports stadium. Oh, we're just out here directing traffic, ma'am. It's all to condition everybody, including the troops. And then all the old drunks that, they'll come out and go, what are you, some kind of commie? They don't care if the troops get their medical care cut. They don't care if they're dying of vaccines. They don't really care about the troops. They just want to get drunk and call on the talk radio and go, shut that Alex Jones up. We need troops in America. He hates the military. God bless you, man. Anything else, Shelley?
No, thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you. Patty, Ken, Nick, you tell them tomorrow that you were on yesterday. I'll go to the head of the line. I want to hear what you have to say, but we're out of time right now. Retransmission, totally jam-packed, coming up right now. We had the lady on who's told she's not allowed to keep the neighbor kids at the bus stop. That's coming up in the next hour, InfoWars.com on the audio streams. Pre-order Fall of the Republic now so you get it first at InfoWars.com. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.